Welcome back. We are sitting down with our guest from Tales of the Times, Episode 8. Can you let us know what your name is?
Karen Sue Walters Whitaker.
Thank you so much for getting to sit down with us, Karen. We're going to have to go back sometime with you and with Nettie and talk about some of the things that we do up here at the center and some of the trips that we've went on. I think that was, it was enjoyable for me to be able to get to tell the bear story with you.
Absolutely. It was a doozy.
Yeah. It was amazing how many bears we saw that trip.
I know. Yes. What was it, like 9?
At least.
Well, every morning they greeted us at the front door.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And there was some between the two cabins.
And the hot tub. Yeah. Oh, that's got to be part of the future.
I knew that we were going to end up at the hot tub somehow.
The stairs from the hot tub were lifesavers.
Yes.
Yes, yes. In more ways than one.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us, Karen. And for everyone who's listening at home, this is one of our clients that comes up here every day. Very, very close to every single day. And we're very, very grateful for Karen and everyone that comes up at the center. And it's been wonderful to get to sit down with you. And I just remembered what I wanted to say. Karen, can you tell the people listening what you want to be done at your celebration of life after you've passed away?
Bingo sized by Peyton.
So Peyton is going to perform bingo size at your wake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to be in a casket that's supposed to be able to be, I'm supposed to be able to be cremated in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then they send that to Somerset.
So
are we going to raise the casket up so Karen can pretend she's doing bingo size with us?
That's terrible.
Oh, she gosh. Seems to like the idea.
I think she's seeming to like it right now. So that I just wanted that to be on the record that I'll be doing bingo size at Karen's funeral.
And Wanda's supposed to sing How Great Thou Art and What a Friend We Have in Jesus. She said that she makes it longer than I do.
Well, it'll be a beautiful and fitting service to our dear friend Karen. When
absolutely.
That time comes. Oh, gosh. So thank you all so much for listening. And we will see you next time for Tales of the Times, Episode 9. All right, welcome to the Tales of the Times March After Show. We had a lot to go on in March, and there's a lot to talk about, so we're going to dive right in, right to the last episode of March, which was Tales of the Times, Episode 8, The Deer, the Raccoon, and the Squirrel. And I'm very happy that I could get that done in the right order the first time that I said it. I had a hard time figuring out what I was going to name that episode because we just touched base on so much with Karen, and it was certainly interesting. I was happy that we got to talk about some of the trips that we've taken as a senior center because Karen goes with us so much.
Correct. She loves to travel.
But I am going to give you all some time to go back and listen to Tales of the Times, Episode 8, and get caught up before this coming week's special. So, you can go back and listen to that. And right now, we're going to give you just a little clip, a little tidbit from Tales of the Times, Episode 8. If you are listening on YouTube, if you're listening somewhere else, stick with us and we will talk about Episode 7. So that was Karen and that was Episode 8. We want to go back and talk a bit about Tales of the Times, Episode 7, Brother and Sister. That was probably one of the more difficult ones to record when you're sitting down with family and It was a little bit more difficult not to say their names while we were talking to them. And it was the first time that we had talked to two people at one time. So that was certainly interesting with Nana and Jimmy.
Yeah. I would say interesting is a good word. That's correct. It was hard to keep them from saying. In fact, I think you had to cut that out a few times.
Several times.
That they would say to each other their name or their parents' name or something that would give it away. Yes.
She'd say Jimmy 37,000 times, and he'd say Faye a few times. Yeah. Which that's to be expected when you're working with siblings and close family. And it was good, I thought, just to get the dynamic of their relationship in that sitting. We could have just done Nana in one, and we could have just done Jimmy in one, but I think that we may have got some funnier stories for the fact that we did both of them at the same time.
True, true. And we've already thought of a lot of things. People don't understand how difficult it is, whether you're us or whether you're the actual person that's being interviewed. We try to keep certain questions, but when they get finished, maybe we're done interviewing someone, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I should have talked about so-and-so.
Right.
And so many stories, you know, when 70 or 80 years worth of stories, it's hard to compile them into a very small amount of time. Seems like a long amount of time if you're listening sometimes.
Especially
but
on the spot.
True.
It's very difficult. And so I think that it did help to have the both of them together. But that's the reason that here real shortly, once we get through going through some of the people that want to do it, we'll go back and we'll talk with some of these people again, because that is true. They get done and they say, I should have talked about this, I should have talked about that. But it was already getting to be a long enough episode. And, you know.
Yeah, just like Johnny, he could have talked for another 2 hours. Yeah. And I thought it was very interesting that we started talking about the mining camp at Horse Creek and some of those things that it's going to make for an interesting discussion in the future.
But we'll talk about Johnny a little bit more when we get there. And
sorry.
No, that's fine. But just for the sake of segmenting the after show, you can stick around with us. And after this, you can see some clips from Nana and Jimmy's episode. And we will move on into Tales of the Times episode 6. Which was our special with the Stevens family tradition. But stick right here for some clips from Nana and Jimmy. So that was brother and sister. And so we go back to the beginning of March with Tales of the Times episode 6, which I just named Tradition, which was featuring my family and their band, the Stevens family tradition. That was done very quickly. The idea for that came around 1 week, and I feel like we were recording it within like 4 or 5 days from that, because that episode actually released on my Nanny Shirley's birthday. And so we wanted to get together and have it done before that day, but that meant kind of getting everyone together in a matter of about 3 days.
Quick. And speaking of, we could have continued forever. We could have continued forever there also. The stories were just rolling out.
We kind of just cut it off at a certain point.
And there was 3 people here. Yeah. We were just talking about how difficult 2 was. We had 3.
It was a little chaotic, but I think that it was... I enjoyed it.
It was good, but it makes for, it's so funny, and I thought we would have gotten more of that with Mom and Jimmy, but it makes for how you remember something and how somebody else remembers it, and then just kind of the argument. And
everyone remembers it in a different way.
It's pretty cute.
I like sitting down with more than one person.
Yeah,
me too. Especially when you've got several people sitting around. But that was our musical episode. So after, if you've not seen that, definitely go back and watch
episode
6.
Loved it.
because that was, of course, me and my dad and my uncle and my grandpa, we sat down and we talked about my late great-grandpa and great-grandma, Jess and Shirley Stevens. But they also sang for us live, their bluegrass band. Mm-hmm. They were all here. Mm-hmm. And when we got done with the interview, they did a few songs for us, and it actually turned out really good. So if you haven't, please go back and listen to that. But right now, you know, normally after we do an episode, the next week, before the next episode comes out, we'll do a reveal of the identity of who was in that episode, the guest. Mm-hmm. But the identity wasn't a secret when we were sitting there with four of us, and it was Stephen's family tradition. You know what I mean? So there was no opportunity the next week to go ahead and show you the actual video footage of us doing that and the recordings of them playing their music. So for the first time, we can now show you some clips from Tales of the Times episode 6, Tradition, featuring the Stevens family tradition. So enjoy that, and we will come back for the very last episode of the month of March. So that was awesome, and I'm glad to finally get to put those clips out from episode 6. But we started the month of March with Tales of the Times episode 5, Telling It Like It Is. And that was exactly what happened, and that's exactly what we got from Johnny Posse Gregory. It was something else.
And I think you actually had to cut some things from there.
Yes.
He was really telling it like it is.
Yes, and we
We loved it. It was exactly what we expected, and we had a blast doing it. It was, he had a lot to say too.
I love how these people's personalities just turn up to an 11 whenever you get them in front of a microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once again, as we said in the last, when we were talking about the last four episodes at the end of, February, it's amazing how everybody's like, oh, I can't say anything. I really don't have anything to talk about. And I'm like you, once you flip that mic on, they got all kinds of stuff to say.
Chatterboxes.
Yeah, absolutely, and I love it.
Thing.
That's wonderful.
That's a good thing. So Johnny's was really good, and like she said a little bit a while ago, we will definitely have to go back because we didn't even begin to scratch the surface of all the stories there.
Yeah.
Even though we got as much as we did, we didn't even scratch the surface. So that's one of the good things about doing this, is that although we're just getting on our feet and we're just getting some of these people to introduce themselves, there's always more to go back and get, and there's always more to tell. Mm-hmm. So, take a look at this clip from Tales of the Times, Episode 5, Telling It Like It Is, with Johnny Posse. And we'll wrap up this after show with, I think, a special announcement about what is to come in April. So, that was Johnny Posse, and that concluded the month of March. And I think one of my favorite things that we got to do, besides, you know, obviously the interview with my family and the music was very special, but honestly, one of my favorite things that we ended up getting to talk about during the whole month was when we started to talk with Karen about some of the trips that we've taken at the center. Mm-hmm. So I think that sometime this month, it would be a good time for us to sit down, for those that don't know, and just talk a little bit more about the actual Senior Citizens Center. So we may sit down with a few guests, people that come up here fairly often that day. We may not. We're just kind of working on that and getting that together. But pretty soon, you all can listen and learn the many, many things that do go on here besides just the podcast.
True. I think that'd be really good to explain kind of what we do here. It's not just a typical, show up and eat type place. You can do that, absolutely. But we pull people in for a lot of different activities or trips, or we got a lot of new things coming up. Yeah. And that's something else we're going to do here in the next month or two, somewhere in the middle of all this, is we're going to do a live video and show you the actual center. So if you've not been here, this is the center. Here's where we do this, and here's where we do that, and here's outside, because that will include some of the new things that are going to be happening. And it's pretty interesting, and I think a lot of people would enjoy it. Like I say, if you just want to come and eat, that's fine as well, but we've got a lot of activities going on.
And the summer's a good time to do it, because we start to open up our garden, and I'm here a lot more, and we can do things like have our Bible study that we have every year.
Oh, I'm so excited to go back to that again. Yeah.
I miss it so much when we're not doing it. But we do a Bible study with a show called The Chosen. And I know a lot of people that are listening to this have probably not heard of that. I can talk about that at a later time. But we do bring the seniors up here, or people come up here, and we actually watch the show. It's about the life of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first multi-season television show that's the same quality as like a movie,
mm-hmm,
that is about the life of Jesus. So we bring them up here and we do a Bible study over each season that comes out. Well,
Each episode.
So each Bible study is an episode of The Chosen, and we have a whole thing with that. And so we've done that for the entire 4 seasons up to this point, and season 5 is coming out right now on the movies, and just conveniently enough, we'll be able to watch it at the center just as the summer starts to do our Bible study. So that will be happening this summertime, and there's just so much else. There's so much else to talk about, especially like some of the trips that we talked about in Karen's episode with the Bears and Gatlinburg, and we didn't get to talk about it too much, but going to Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more than just that stuff, and that's the justification for an episode about everything.
I agree.
So I would assume, I would imagine, well, we're in charge, so we can do whatever we want to. I'm going to say that probably during the month of April, we will go ahead and have an episode that is just dedicated to the senior citizens. So definitely be looking out for that.
Yeah.
But the special important announcement is that this week, and I'm going to pull up my dates just so that I know just exactly. This week, right after this goes live on Friday. So this is going live on Friday
the 11th.
So this Saturday, April the 12th, we are going to be putting out a very special episode that is going to showcase some of the history of Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to do this every so often, different pieces of history of the county. But in particular, this piece of history that we'll be exploring this weekend is notably, and a lot of people don't know this, notably the bloodiest feud in the history of the United States. So,
in the history of the United States?
I'm pretty sure it's the history of the United States. Maybe I'm wrong and people can tell me, but this is just what I've been told. It's definitely bloodier than the Hatfields and the McCoys. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a biggie.
That's a big one. And a lot of people don't know about this. So please join us on Saturday at 7 for Tales of the Times, Episode 9, Who Killed the Governor? And they're all going to kill me for naming it that. But I think that I've got you hook, line, and sinker, and that you'll be back Saturday. So we'll see you Saturday night. And And thank you so much for listening to Tales of the Times during the month of March. And we have so much more to come, so many different things to come.
Thank you.
We will see you next time.